Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Being Tuesday, that can only mean one thing.
Hughesy Tuesday.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a Tuesday without Hughesy involved.
It wouldn't. Hughesy, you are on fire at the moment. Hughesy and Kate in the afternoon just kicking such goals. Kate doing such a good job from Bologna. Barb's back.
Yeah.
Show on fire. And then, Hughesy, we've got a problem tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 10.
Can't wait for this episode.
Yeah, Fev, there's definitely something in tonight's episode that appeals to Fev, and he's been waiting 2.5 hours to talk to you about this morning.
Yeah.
Which is the story you're particularly interested in, Fev?
I can't wait to see Hughesy on it because he's just hilarious. But you have two identical twins.
We do, yes.
And they're with one guy.
They are. They. That's a true story. We're not making this up. You know, they're not actors. They're not paid actors. They're twins. And they want to marry that guy.
Yeah.
So, and they want Australia to give them the okay. That we all think it's fine for them to marry one bloke. So discuss it.
I find it interesting, Hughesy, and obviously we'll have to watch the show to see the outcome. Mm. But for that guy, if he has a fight with his missus, or one of them, and just goes, geez, I just want to get a break, and goes out with the other one, they're exactly the same.
Yeah,
and they can't get away from it.
Well, do everything together. So,
they do everything together. Do they do everything together?
Well, we asked that question whether they do everything together, and it gets answered on the show. So, I love to spill the beans completely on your, high rating radio show, but this time we've got to leave something hanging, for the audience tonight to tune in 9 p.m.
Probably don't use the word hanging.
I mean, could this set back? I mean, there'd be twins. I mean, this show has been controversial in the past, but there would be twins offended by this idea.
Oh, to each their own.
To each their own,
and they're saying they're happy, aren't they, Hughesy?
They're happy,
and if we can make it legal for them to marry one guy, it doesn't mean every twin has to do it.
Very good point.
Other twins can go their separate ways.
Nice. All right, Hughesy is going to hang around with us at 8:13.
101.9 The Fox.
Hughesy Tuesday.
I mean, it's ironic that Hughesy, We Have a Problem, is on tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 10, because Hughesy, in some ways, you contributed to a problem here that we were having in the studio last week. Remember, we were talking about, Fev mentioned that he might want a vasectomy,
yes,
to have the snip, and you two got talking about it, and suddenly it's happening. Hughesy, this Thursday. Fev and other willing men around Melbourne have formed Fev's Snip Club.
Yep.
And they're all going to Dr. Snip.
As a group, are we all going to be in the same room, Fev? Are we going to be holding hands while it happens?
I'd assume so, yeah.
Some sort of circle, like a theme song singing after a football victory.
That's exactly right, Dave, because at the end of the day, I play a lot of sport and I was in a team and I like to do things. I'm a team player. Mate, one in, all in.
And you love being naked with other men. I know that. Like you don't love it, but you're very comfortable with it. You know what I mean? Well, a shower situation.
Yes, I've showered with men for a long period of my existence.
Yeah. Hughesy, the boys,
I'm not afraid.
The boys laughed at me yesterday, but I suggested that Fev and his fellow comrades in his snip club would all put their feet up in stirrups to have the operation.
What a great idea to feel like.
Yeah. We don't need to be putting our legs in stirrups.
Put your feet in stirrups.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was asleep, so I don't know what they did to me.
They
could have
done
anything. Who knows what happened?
I want to get knocked out, but Dr. Snip doesn't do the knockout.
Because that would take longer, and he would do so many vasectomies per day, he can't afford to have blokes sleeping in his office. He needs to wheel them in and wheel them out.
Very good point.
One thing my dude said to me was that beforehand, in the pre, you've had the chat beforehand with Dr. Snip, have you, Fev? Have you had a...
No.
My guy sat me down and told me that there's a slight chance of complications. And I said, what could they be? And I said, this is a true story. He said, you could have ongoing chronic scrotum pain. He saw the look of fear in my eyes. And I kid you not, he said, touch wood, it doesn't happen. And he touched the desk. And I thought
he touched a doodle.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking, what a reassuring way to, you know, hope to. He's got a touch wood method to make sure his patient's balls don't ache for the rest of their lives, you know? So,
elephantitis. I mean, that's,
yeah, well, okay. Just be that could happen. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, why would you tell me that, Dave?
You need to know.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be asleep like you. I'm going to be awake.
Thanks for all your help there, Husey. You can catch Husey and Kate for the drive home this Arvo, and don't miss tonight 9 p.m. on 10. Husey, we have a problem.
He's made it worse.
We'll be watching Husey. Thanks, mate.
Good luck.
Oh, thanks. 101.9. The Fox. The Fox. If you're a
tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke. For those new to Tradioke, Fief, explain,
yes,
please.
Yes, Tradioke is the segment where we celebrate the wonderful, talented tradies of Melbourne because we have the best tradies.
Yeah.
Not only are they good on the tools, they are also incredible vocal stylists. And we want to hear from you, 131060. There's a great prize. What have you got this morning, Byron?
Well, it is a go boat experience, We are just very excited by the prize.
Go boats are great. I'd never heard of go boats until this.
Yeah, you be your own captain along the Yarra. It's an eco-friendly electric BYO picnic boat. We're giving you the boat to use for electric. 3 hours for you and seven mates. It's worth $269.
You've got a boat all to yourself that you're captaining on the Yarra.
Brilliant.
Amazing. Okay,
should
now let's.
Should we go on one? Or?
We should do a go boat. Yeah, I love that.
We'd have to bring the food because Byron wouldn't bring anything.
I'll bring some food.
What would you bring?
I'll pack some sandwiches.
Let's relive last week. Let's listen to Greg, the builder. He's a builder from Frankston.
All right, this was emotional. Come what
this
may.
This is beautiful from Moulin Rouge, the movie.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All your other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
That was Bo.
That was the wrong one.
So,
wrong
on my one, button, man. It says, Tradioke, Greg, come what may, and that's what's on it. I made that very clear. Anyway, that was great. Mistake. I wonder what's on here.
Could we listen to Greg now?
Well, I'll take a guess that this won't be him.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm Bo. Slim Shady's just
Bo. I think there's bias towards Bo in the system.
Bo was brilliant, wasn't he, with real Slim Shady?
Can you try one more and see if it's Greg?
I'm Slim Shady.
I'm joking. What about Dylan with Where Is The Love? This was fantastic work from Dylan, the civil construction machine operator.
God, I hope this is from Moulin Rouge.
So do I.
If you only have love for your own race, you only leave space to discriminate. And when you discriminate, only generates hate. When you hate, then you're bound to get irate.
Brilliant.
I mean, they were great. Don't get me wrong. Dylan and Bo, wonderful efforts. Greg was the winner, though.
We'll find Greg.
So, unfortunately, Greg doesn't even get to relive his win.
Have you renamed him because you don't like Greg?
I don't like his name, no. But 131060, give us a call if you're a tradie. We'll find Greg's performance as well.
Come what may. It's a beautiful rendition of
Plenty
that
of tradies song. Calling through for that great prize. We will audition you right after the break. 101.9, The Fox.
You're a tradie and you're good at karaoke. Call us now for Tradioke.
Our favourite segment, our favourite men and women of Melbourne, the tradies out and about, doing a great service to our community, looking after the infrastructure of it, like really the backbone of Melbourne.
Especially in the heat, Fief, at the moment.
I know.
Think of those 37-degree days.
But just so talented.
Oh, I don't know they work on the 37-degree days.
So talented. And when I said our favourite industry, I mean, that was a bit harsh because I think it's our medical, I mean, our nurses and our doctors and
our
orderlies.
It all depends what you need, Boxy.
Our aged care. Let me start. Workers do wonderful work. I think they are the
Maybe we should do a karaoke segment just for aged care workers.
Well, I'm not kidding. Maybe we should. I think it's we should celebrate idea. Our aged care workers. I'll start again. One of our favourite industries in Melbourne are tradies. We've got Tyrone from Carrum Downs. Hey, Tyrone.
Morning, guys.
Hey,
Tyrone, you're a plumber and you're going to sing, oh my God, one of the best. This is a good banger. I'm going to put this on my banger list. Queens of the Stone Age.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Are you kidding?
Well, I didn't work on Triple M like you guys.
Oh, man, this is the backbone of
the end. This is a Triple M song.
It's a tough one to sing, I tell you that, Tyrone. Good luck.
Good work.
The Shantuzies back in the day.
Tyrone, off you go.
Show was called
a
Shebang.
Same thing.
All right, we ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. We get some rules to follow that end this, these and those. No one knows. We get these pills to
swallow. How they stick in your throat. Tastes like gold.
Oh, that's tough.
No one knows. Tyrone, that was excellent. Now, Fev, you don't know the song.
Nah, I never heard it before.
But Tyrone was outstanding.
Was he?
Yeah, that is exactly.
Well done, Tyrone.
Who's the lead singer?
Cheers, guys.
Josh Homme is his name.
Oh, from what band? Because they're all from different bands.
Oh, he ended up in the Foo Fighters as well.
Was that the only song they ever sung?
No, and he was in another band called Kaius.
No, I'm talking about this band.
Queens of the Stone Age. It was probably their only hit.
Well, I can see why.
Whoa, wow.
Oh, great. Oh, you can't penalise Tyrone.
No, that's not Tyrone. I'm talking about the Queens of the Stones.
You're not a fan. Brandon in Sydenham. Hey, Brandon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Our first concreter for this morning. Are you out and about working?
Yes, I'm on the way to work at this present moment.
Excellent. Well, we're so pleased that you took the time to call us, Brandon. What would you like to call? What would you like to sing for us today?
Let Me Love You by Mario.
Oh. Very good friend of the show, Mario. Let me be the one to
give you everything. Has he done an R&B Fridays live?
Yeah, look, he's been to several of our events, Mario. He's just a silky smooth singer.
Okay.
No, not super.
Let's hear Mario. Brandon, the concreter from Sydenham's rendition of Let Me Love You.
Baby, you should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. It's a good loving protection. Make me a selection. Jesus. Show me love supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Love you.
Hey, Brandon, well done, bro.
It was really good.
A really unique performance.
Solid effort.
That's very different to what other ones we've heard.
Now we've got Cameron, who works for Southeast Water in Churnside Park. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. How are you today?
Yeah, good.
Now you've got another classic rock hit, Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, yeah. Cradle in the silver spoon. Harry Chapman.
Well, Harry Chapman was the original. That was more folk. That's
this is the Ugly Lemonheads? Kid Joe. The Ugly Kid Joe cover.
Isn't it the Lemonheads? Oh no, that's Mrs. Robinson.
The Ugly Kid Joe cover. Okay, here we go, Cameron.
Good tune. You're the clubhouse leader, Cameron.
No worries. My child arrived the other day. Came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He worked to walk when it was away. And he walked away and he smiled and he said, you know, I'm going to be like him, yeah. You know I'm going to be like him. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Great song.
Well done, Cameron. Good tune. What do they win? Go Boat.
Yeah, but you got to say who the winner is first.
I think he said.
No. Boxy, you're going to be very surprised.
Really?
I'm going to give today's prize the wonderful Go Boat 3-hour cruise BYO picnic down the Yarra. To our good friend Tyrone for bringing back a stinker.
Geez.
Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate. You went out on a limb. No one knows the song. No one knows the band. And you had a crack, and that's all we want in this segment.
Wow.
That's awesome, man.
I thought Cameron was my win.
Have a good day.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I remember when Donald Trump was elected President of the United States of America, and I thought it was a joke, and I think most of the world thought it was a joke.
I told you he'd win, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Oh, look, it was a shock. And I remember pretty much his whole tenure, which has been, how long, 2 years now?
Yep, two.
It has seemed like just this faux president, this reality TV star, this like walking joke is running that country.
He's doing a great job, though.
We now may have proof. According to his staff, they have he's needed to outline for possibly his opposition have required him to outline his day, like what his routine is. And he spends 60% of his time officially in he calls it executive time. Now, executive time.
Is that Donald time?
Me time.
That is.
What a legend.
No, that's true. He's called it executive time, and it's 5 hours of his day between what is it? I think he kicks it off at 8. And it's a private scheduled time called executive time for Donald. We're not sure what he does, watch television. He believes he's getting up to speed with the news.
Yeah, catching up.
Yeah,
that's what I call my time on the couch to Alex.
Executive time.
Yeah. Get off the couch and do. I got to watch the news.
You spend the whole day on the couch.
Because I'm getting content.
It's true. He uses it for the show. It's executive time.
But it's clever. Like, I like what he's done there. Somebody's called him on it and gone, what do you actually do? Because I get it. If you were president, you would be delegating. You've got staff. You've got a chief of staff to go and run the country. You've got people to go and do stuff. He's the ultimate delegator. But he's somehow managed to do nothing for it's 5 hours of a day that he's calling executive time that he can do anything he wants. And good. I tip my hat to people who are clever enough to do nothing at work.
Well done.
And 131060, we would love to hear.
Why do you look at me when you decide
Remember a minute past nine when the show finishes and Feb just looks at our boss and says, see ya.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, I mean, he's only worked three. You work from 6 till 9.
Yeah, we're contracted to be on air from 6 till 9. You're right. Yeah. And you have a very good argument when you make that argument to our boss.
I don't have an argument.
What about yesterday when Feb, we walked out of the studio and our team were assembled on the couches to meet, and our boss, AB, was sitting there, and you went, Super Bowl Monday!
And just kept just kept
walking out of the building.
He was gone.
I mean, this is your wheelhouse. It's a bit like George Costanza in that episode of Seinfeld, where he's figured out how he can sleep under his desk, and then he goes a bit too far, and he puts an alarm clock, and he puts a pillow and a
great
blanket.
Great show, Seinfeld, isn't it?
But 131060... Let's hear your tricks and tips for how do you get away with doing nothing at work?
Ooh.
Like, have you and wear it as a badge of honour. We're not having a go.
Change your name if needed. Yeah.
It's like when I go to bed about 6:30 and go hop into bed and watch TV. And Alex and the kids and all that are up, and obviously the baby has the last bottle like 9 o'clock. And then Alex will come in at like 8:45 with the baby with the bottle, and when she walks in I pretend that she's woken me up. But I've been in there for the last 3 hours watching TV. I'm like, oh, I've got to work tomorrow. Me time.
Give us a call right now. How do you get out of working hard at work or indeed at home? 131060.
If anyone is actually getting a sleep, a nap at work and no one's noticed, I would love to hear from you.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Right now we're talking about how you get away with doing nothing at work. And we're particularly looking for anyone who can get a nap in at work and no one's noticed. It's because Donald Trump has been asked to account for his time and how he spends it, manages his time during the day as president. And he's identified there's 5 hours of his day that he's insisting on referring to as executive time. And that is time to himself to do whatever he pleases. And if he wants to watch television, if he wants to play golf, that is his executive time. I love it. We should all have executive time.
He came out yesterday when the Super Bowl was on and said his son Barron will not play NFL because it's too rough.
There's lots of reasons Barron won't play NFL. That's probably not the one that springs to mind.
Interesting time to come out and say that, though.
Poor Barron. Anthony in Doncaster. Hi, Anthony.
How you going?
Good, Anthony. Fill us in. Tell us your trick or your tip for doing nothing at work.
So you just pretty much, you've got to have your back to someone and you've got to do, you know, hand gestures like you're doing something, and your time can pass fairly quickly.
So what industry do you work in?
In hospitality.
So, for instance, if I was a waitress or a bartender, I just turn my back to the customers and sort of wave my arms around a bit as if I'm doing something.
Yeah, like you're doing stuff, like you're moving things around on the bench, getting glasses and whatnot.
Isn't there an argument, though, you're doing all of that, you may as well just work? I mean, you're still moving around.
I'd feel
like if I was a waiter, that the more I did, the quicker the time would go.
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Not more for waiter, it's more if you're a kitchen hand.
Okay, you're back there. I used to, when I worked in the jewellery and watch department at Maya, I would sit at the bench and pretend to fix watches, but I was not doing that.
When I was I used to do wash up at McDonald's, and I'd wash it as quick as I could because when I'd finished, it was done.
Oh, so you're actually a diligent, good worker.
Really good staff member.
There was nothing else to wash.
Right.
Because it's right at the end of the day. So
brilliant.
The quicker I did it.
Great.
So what happened from the age of 15 to now?
got drafted.
What happened to your work ethic?
I mean, there's an argument
about?
To say footballers
Mate, I'm the
have a lot
first
of me
in here every day.
That's a very good point.
Stephen in Cranbourne. Hey, Steve.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you sneaking around doing nothing at work?
My old company used to have a mezzanine deck on the second level that circled the whole building. And there was it was for old storage, old tools and all that. And right at the back, I found a dirty, ratty old couch. And I used to sleep on that pretty much every day.
Wow. Nobody knew you were up there sleeping.
No, because it was behind all the old tools and things like that. And it was a massive company. So
did you get busted or?
I got busted after about 6 months. I got caught.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good. Actually, that reminds me.
What's a mezzanine, Boxy?
It's not an actual floor. It's like a half floor, which is usually exposed. So it's a mezzanine level.
Correct.
If that makes sense. I used to, when I worked in the shoe department, you know how
sales... What's taking a trip around my other
hide in some boots?
I'm just thinking about the old tips I used, tricks I used to have. You know how you'd go back to find shoes for a customer?
Yeah, I'll just check what size.
Well, I just go back and never come back. Like, you just go
you
back
hang out
and
you they do take the a long time. Yeah. You go in, kind of a size 13 in these. They literally take like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you just
like,
stay
it's not
back
that
there.
Hard. Surely you know where the 13s are.
And sometimes...
Jeez, that annoys me so much.
Sometimes they're not even looking.
Oh, that's what I mean. Obviously they are. They'll just be standing there going, if they walk out.
Do you know how many shoes are back there? There are so many shoes. Sorry, different conversation. Matt in Craigieburn. Hey, Matt.
How are you?
Good, Matt. Matt, how did you get away with doing nothing at work?
Well, I won't say who it was for, but I was a garbo. Used to pick up house bins, and I'd go drive around for about 3-4 hours, pick up about 700-800 bins, drive to the tip and collect my docket. Instead of tipping off, I'd drive back out, park up somewhere for about 3-4 hours and drive back to the tip, get another docket and tip me load.
Wow.
Hey, hats off to garbage men.
Isn't it? But also council workers, do you reckon you often see just council trucks just sitting in parks?
I think we've worked it out.
Parking in car parks?
Well, no, when I used to work in rock patrols, we used to just go
jobs
and...
1019 The
Fox. Hey, you know how we were reliving our school days a few weeks ago,
Kevin?
Yes. We were talking about when we used to go to the canteen or the tuck shop. We called it the tuck shop at our school. And how the days have changed.
Donuts.
I know, like your classic. What was your classic lunch order from the tuck shop?
Oh, you'd have a couple of fried dim sims. You'd have a pie. You'd have a hot dog. And you'd top it off with a nice jam donut. Chocolate topping.
I was just a
normal jam donut, and you tell them to heat it up in the microwave.
See, I loved a hot dog. They never put enough sauce on it, though. But then I would love a strawberry jam donut.
Yep.
But then when I got to like year 9, they brought in that banana custard. You can still get it at 7-Eleven.
I get it with the
sort of nutmeg and cinnamon on top.
Yep.
Oh, the banana custard! I remember that revolutionised how I didn't become a baker because I was obsessed with donuts at school.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
Mate, I loved it. I loved it because you'd eat all the crap. It was actually good food. It'd give you energy. You run around, burn it off. These days, sushi, iPads.
And they
That's what's wrong with kids.
Sushi and iPads is what's wrong with kids.
There we go.
Quinoa.
Somebody has just released on socials, they've found a school tuck shop menu from 1974.
Did Byron bring it in?
That's funny. I was about 2 years behind you in high school.
How is this?
You were not. Why lie?
Okay, let's run through some of these. Sayo biscuits with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Who used to make Sayo biscuits with cheese or Vegemite?
They're still around, aren't they, the Sayo biscuits?
Yeah, they are. Rivitas, they're on the list.
Yeah, I've got them at home. They're good.
Now, a wagon wheel was...
It's a wagon wheel.
I remember that ad.
Guess how much a wagon wheel was in 1974.
6 cents.
Yeah, because you've read this.
Don't let him read
Leon,
it.
Leon, he got access to it.
Don't put it in front of me. It takes all the fun away.
Twisties.
Oh, that'll be about 13 cents, 15 cents.
They're actually 5 cents.
5 cents, are they?
It's not so much about the price.
5 cents for a pack of twisties.
Salt vinegar chips, 13 cents.
And then
cents.
I remember when I discovered chicken twisties, because I was always a cheese twister.
They're no original, though.
Oh, come on, a chicken twisty.
Yeah, see, I'm a cheese.
Really?
A chicken.
Well, I'm a cheese too, but I love the chicken.
Mm.
And then this, I remember these. Our form, back when we were at school, mind you, it was a fair bit after 1974, but Jupiter bars.
They were
a form of the health bar.
No, they weren't in the 80s.
Salt and vinegar chips were 12 cents. What else is here? Okay.
Did they have our space food sticks? They were always very good.
They don't have, they. I think they were just a Cessnock thing, mate.
Okay, never lived in Cessnock.
Isn't this awesome? And then in terms of the baked goods, cream bun, the old cream bun, finger bun.
That's like a twister. What are they called in America?
Mm.
The buns? Or the cops always
we'll get
what do you call them?
I don't know.
You're American.
I'm not a cop.
You stood up at the national anthem yesterday. with your hat on.
Well, because I don't know what type of cream bun that you're talking about.
Now, what do they call those things?
Mm. Oh, I don't know.
I know what you're after.
Yeah, you know what I want.
Chocolate eclairs. Remember the chocolate eclair? Custard tarts, apple pies.
Where are we going with this anyway?
I don't know. I've just eaten two Nutella donuts.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we are talking about maths. I am Married at First Sight last night. New couple that got married, Inez and Bronson. Now, Fev, you didn't watch this, did you? I get the feeling you wouldn't like Inez. I'm not sure that Inez is going to be one of the most popular characters or personalities on this show.
It's intrigued me, though.
Am I saying her name right? Does it sound right when it comes out of your mouth? Inez sounds like what Adam Gilchrist used to wear in between his gloves.
It's the Inez.
Underneath his keeping
gloves. Well, it also sounds like another cricket term, innings.
A little bit. Inez.
Anyway, the more I say it, the weirder it keeps sounding. Now, Inez not very happy when she met Bronson and found out that he was a stripper. Could not move on from it.
So Bronson's the male.
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
Inez, the lady, and Bronson, the dude.
If names are anything to go by, that's not a good couple.
Okay. No, it's not.
Let's have a listen.
The fact that he was a stripper, that is purely disgusting to me. I will never have a family with him. That's like me saying I was once a heroin addict. Like, I like respectable people. The stripping is so disgusting. Like, I didn't want him touching me. I've been in some really bad situations in my life and I've never taken my clothes off for money. I will never get past this. This is pure, like, bottom of the barrel.
Ooh, judgy.
I don't think it's anything to do with heroin. It's not the same thing. It was an extreme example, wasn't it? Very
ridiculous.
That's a long bow.
It's a very narrow-minded outlook on life.
At least he's got a good rig. If you're a stripper, you're looking after yourself.
He's handsome. He's a self-made entrepreneur. What's more, Fev, he's gone and made a lot of money.
Does she know he's loaded?
Yeah, she just cannot move beyond the stripper. Mm. And it's interesting because I think there's two attitudes in life. One, you're narrow-minded and you go, right, I'm not moving on from that. Or two, you look at someone and think they've evolved and the journey they've been on. I think we've all done things that we're not proud of.
Absolutely. Oh, God, Broxy, geez, where do we start?
But I do get fascinated when people can't move beyond something. And we'd love to ask you, 131060, what couldn't you get past? Now, I was in a relationship.
Ooh, yes. this is what we want.
No.
Pull up a chair. Here we go.
I was in a relationship. I remember one night.
Grab a nice short finger biscuit.
I was out with this guy I was seeing out with his friends, and they all started laughing about a trip they had to Thailand.
Do you want to tell this story? You're really hesitant.
Well, I won't go into too much detail, but my boyfriend at the time, he'd got up to something in Thailand that I really struggled to deal with.
What?
I'm not going to go into it. Well, you just said I shouldn't go into it.
I know, but then you said, yeah, I will.
Generally, why would you have been put off?
It's the second time you've done that today.
No, he did something on a boys' trip that even though it was a fun boys' trip, it was just something I couldn't move on from.
Mm. Okay.
131060.
I told you earlier, Fev. What can I say?
I don't want a part of this.
Don't worry.
Would you say there was certain judgment? His judgment was a little bit off.
Yes. He wasn't thinking clearly on a particular evening. And he got mistaken. Mm. And
well, he mistook something.
Anyway.
Yeah. And he just went through with it.
I really struggled to get past it.
I struggle to get past it.
Yeah, I wish I'd never brought it up. 131060, what, and maybe you're still dealing with it, something in your partner's past or something about their life that you really struggle with.
Right.
And maybe you ended up breaking up. Maybe it was like, I can't actually deal with this.
Yeah, can't do it. It'd be like if Byron in his bio said he was a stripper.
Well, I've worked as a stripper.
I could not get past that.
I've worked at Kittens as a stripper.
No, I've seen him strip at Kittens.
Yeah.
Obviously wouldn't have got any work.
Well, thief. Can't unsee some of the things.
No, but I didn't see.
That was for a blackout challenge. I'm actually saying if you actually did that for a job.
You wouldn't judge me if I was a stripper.
I just couldn't know.
Remember you guys got on stage with Manpower?
Anyway, 131060.
You really wanted to get your
kid on. I wanted to go on tour.
You wouldn't get anywhere.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
That, I guess that lack of judgment displayed by one of your ex-boyfriends in Thailand.
It did. It was hard for me to move on from.
Right.
Just it's something. Look, it's so great when you meet someone and you share and you get to know each other and you reveal things from their past.
Share too much.
Sometimes you can reveal something from your past that's hard for a prospective date to move beyond. Like, I'm Married at First Sight. Inez can't move on from the fact that Bronson was once upon a time a stripper.
Right.
Whereas I'd be going, he's a self-made entrepreneur.
Yeah, you'd be like, wrapped if you were a boyfriend. Was just a stripper.
If look, the Thailand incident did taint things, definitely.
Get past it,
I know you can't get past
that mistake.
It.
That Thailand incident, that mistake. He wouldn't be the first that's made that mistake.
No, oh, boy, he's probably not.
Tell us all.
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
Now we've got Max in Melton South. Hi, Max.
Byron. How are you?
Yeah, good, Max. Max, what have you discovered about a girl that you've been seeing that you just couldn't move on from?
We just started talking on Tinder and she was out doing shopping and had a number two accident in her pants.
Right. I mean, I'm with Max.
That's hard to...
I mean, that's oversharing, isn't it?
She was shopping for some... Clean.
How does that happen?
Okay, thanks, Max. You call. Fifi, Byron.
Good decision, Max.
Or sometimes it's just unlucky. 101.9, The Fox. If you don't want a kid, join the Snip Club. Join the Snip Club. We will get it done. It'll be tons of fun. Join the Snip Club. It's a Snip Club.
Well, beautiful little baby Toby, of course, is here, Fief, but perhaps Fev is ready to pack up stumps.
Yep. Snip, snip, snip.
You're putting the cue in the rack.
The cue in the rack. Yes, little baby Toby's with the last little favola coming out of this body.
Oh, Jace squeeze a few more
that
out.
I'm saying out of this body.
Yes.
I reckon they will go again, Jace. But I did say yesterday that I'm losing my manhood, but that I don't mean that.
You got into trouble on Twitter, didn't
you? A couple of people on Twitter, the PC police, a couple of female ladies started to have a go at me and said, I apologise.
You're getting the snip.
Yes, I mean, just getting the snip.
Steve, say whatever you want.
Yes, I'm just mucking around.
No, you've been...
I might lose my drive.
Understandably, there are lots of men like you who would love to get the snip. And it's a confidence thing because it is. It's a procedure. It's a procedure.
Yes, I should be getting knocked out for it. It's a big one.
Well, you're getting your stubby holder and your Freddo frog.
I do
you'll
want
be
the
fine.
Green whistle.
We're doing it this Thursday, I believe. We're locked in.
Yeah. We are.
We've got a couple of people on board.
Yep,
Boxy.
Yep. So we are getting men around Melbourne to join you in the Snip Club to get the snip. And what the great thing about this is, you're like, it's the camaraderie. It's boys doing it together, supporting each other. You're like soldiers. You're going in there
so
and
I had
you're
those
facing
PC police,
Dr. Snip.
I had PC police give me a bit of feedback there. I had a lot of people on Twitter saying, your life will change for the better.
Really?
Like spontaneous.
You're going to be fearless.
Yeah. It just doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's no worried about little surprises
all right.
popping up.
Good stuff.
And that's actually got me excited.
All right. Okay. There we go.
Snooksy, you're listening.
Oh. 101.9. The Fox.
Hey, did you see yesterday, Fev, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry doing wonderful things for charity? I mean, the royals good on them.
They do a lot, don't they?
They definitely draw attention to charities.
Do you reckon they have their own, like Donald Trump, 5 hours to themselves?
Oh, yeah. They'd have royal aides going, now, come on, Your Highness, you need to go and visit this charity. And he'd go, oh, really?
TV
Today?
Time.
We're playing Fortnite. Anyway.
Will and Harry sitting there playing Fortnite.
What I love is Diana, back in the 80s and early 90s, she visited some charities that weren't necessarily in favour at the time. She was drawing attention to AIDS patients and there was the royal bodies that make all the decisions were like, oh, no, we don't go to that area.
The Queen.
And I like that. So Meghan Markle has gone and visited a charity that helps sex workers. And I think that's brave. That's a charity that helps women, I imagine men, that are in that industry and are struggling. She did something that I'm torn here because I find it a nice touch. She personalised her visit so what they do for these workers is they make lunch boxes to give them food, healthy food. So they've got in their lunch boxes, they've got a drink.
They're eating well before they work.
Yeah, it's essentially giving them food and
energy.
To sustain them. Anyway, they've got a bag of crisps in there, a bag of chips and a drink and a piece of fruit, and it's a banana. And Meghan signed the bananas, but she signed them with lovely messages.
Right.
So she'd write on one banana, you are special. And then she wrote on like another banana, you are brave, you are strong. Just
good
signed bananas.
Yeah.
An interesting touch from the Royal Highness, isn't it? For that particular charity.
Good on them. She's doing well.
A lot of self-editing from Fev over the last probably 90 seconds. Proud of you, mate.
I'll give it one more shot. Okay. Fev, she signed bananas.
Is it a prop?
1019. The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Woo! Secret sound time.
$50,000 secret sound time. Would you like to hear the secret sound, Fiona and Brendan?
Oh, please, can we? Again.
That's annoying.
Oh, I can't. I'm ready to find out what
the
this
second
is.
Last one, by the way, if you're listening, was Fev pretending to do the secret sound, and then that third one was the actual secret sound.
We think we know. I think most of our guesses have been correct, so I'll be very surprised to find out what it actually is. Jessica from Geelong. Hey, Jess.
Hey, hi.
Morning. Good.
Good, Jess. You are through. It's very difficult to get through. And then you get to tell us what your guess is to win $50,000.
Okay.
Here we go.
What is it?
I am guessing a typewriter. So when you hit the key on a typewriter.
Okay. Well, there's been a lot of typewriter and hole punch
know,
based.
Now, we don't know. So we turn to Leon Shergren, our executive producer. Leon.
Or Jess.
Yes.
Jess. Very important to check the Fox FM website. That guess has already been made and it's incorrect.
Well, don't be so judgmental. Jess has just had a guess, Leon. You berated her like a headmaster.
Sorry about Leon there, Jessica.
Jessica, ring up again tomorrow and have another guess.
I thought that was really mean.
Jess, I thought it was a great guess.
Disgusting in many ways from Leon.
Even though your bedside manner, Leon.
Do you know what the problem is? They shouldn't have put her through and just said, Jess, it's already been in, ringing tomorrow.
They've set her up for a fail.
They've set her up for a fail. You've set her up for a fail.
I never set it up. She called through. We picked her.
I reckon Jess should get another go just because you're a little bit...
It's so defensive.
I don't know how Leo aloof with her. Sleeps at night.
God. Okay, sorry, now let's Jess. Move on to Wade in Geelong. Another guest from Geelong. Hi, Wade.
Even that's an interesting choice.
Wade, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, yourself.
Good. Now, we've just given Leon a serve, so hopefully he's a better adjudicator for you. Wade, what do you believe the secret sound is?
I reckon it's one of the old-style pull switches for old lamps and lights.
Play it, Byron. Play it.
Okay, so
you know when I didn't hear that.
You know when you're laying in bed at like a just say a B&B or wherever. Like
yeah.
And the lamp you pull it.
Oh, an old fashioned lamp.
Lay it
that
and
you pull.
It turns a light on.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey,
again.
That's. Here we go. Interesting.
No. Could be.
Fev doesn't think so.
I actually quite liked it, but then I heard the sound.
Leon,
again.
What do you think about Wade's guess?
I thought Wade had a really great guess. Yeah. It's not right,
look,
though.
You changed your manner, though. Much
yeah,
better.
Then you changed.
That much was
better.
Much warmer.
Yeah, AB just rang him and said, you can't be so rude.
He said, put your manners in.
You're a spokesman for our show, Leon.
Thank you, Wade.
Try my best.
A good guess.
So what is it?
What do you mean? Nearly got him. Leon was about to tell us.
1019. The Fox.
Snip Club, Snip Club. Time for Snip Club.
Two more sleeps till Brendan Favola faces Dr. Snip, but not one-on-one, not on your own. You're not walking into the Snip Clinic on your own, Fev. You are going in with men around Melbourne who have all decided, for whatever reason, that they're at a stage in their lives where they'd like to get the Snip. So it's you know what I love about this? It's the camaraderie.
It's you know what
it is? All in together.
It's reassurance I don't pull out. Because if I went by myself, may not happen. But if I've got friends with me,
it's reassurance you won't pull out.
I have to. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well done. Well
oh, they just gave each other knuckles.
I brought it down to my level.
You did. I really have. I'm becoming you. Yeah. Now, Fev, we've got more guys who want to join the Snip Club. Nathan in Endeavour Hills. Hey, Nath.
How are you?
Good, Nath. Now, is this a decision you've been thinking, you've obviously made, and you just needed to have the courage to move forward and have the procedure?
Yeah, basically, just a bit scared about the whole lot and... To be honest, I didn't think you guys would have selected me.
Oh, no, of course. No, we're any men out there who are needing some support and would like to be involved, we love that. Nath, do you have kids already?
We do. We have four kids.
Yeah.
What are the ages of the kids?
17, 14, 4, and little one's just turning one at the end of the month.
Jesus, similar to my age and my kids. Is your missus forcing you like me, or are you, doing it?
Yeah, Fev, there's a bit of pressure off.
There's a bit of pressure. Shooksy did ask me yesterday if I was sure. if well, I wanted to do this. Sorry, what?
That was her idea, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was her idea.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, we've made jingles and everything. So.
but now I've got my club. Now I've got my club. I can't pull out. It's one in, all in.
I know, and you can have reunions every year on the same day.
I never want to pull out again.
All right, Nathan. Thank you so much. Hold the line. We'll arrange. It's going to be on Thursday at Dr. Snip. Nathan will be there now.
Yes, James in Narre Warren. Welcome to Fev Snip Club.
As a wazza.
Hi.
He's James, flat already. Your missus has put you up to
you
this.
You sound intentive, a bit nervous, James. Is this something you've thought long and hard about?
Yes. Well, the last... Well, I've got one on the way.
Oh,
actually.
God.
What's it been with one on the way?
It's
the
theme here, isn't it?
And your wife, how many weeks is she?
She's just on 12 weeks, coming up to 12 weeks, so just past that safety stage.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Congratulations or commiserations, but I've already...
Congratulations.
You need to be up and about, Jamesy boy. You're about to have a baby, it's your last one, because if you're coming to Snip Club, there ain't no more babies coming.
No, well, this is the story. I've got a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old. I've got a 1-year-old, just turned 1 last month. After Phoenix was born, we were talking about contraception and all the rest of it. Right. And my wife didn't want to go on contraception because it sort of makes her feel ill and all the rest of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I said, all right then, I'll do the snip. And lo and behold, I never went and got it done, and here we go again.
Here we go!
He's lethal.
We will see you there, James. See you there, James. He's ready. As long as
thanks,
he's ready.
And,
yep, there we go.
So I look forward to meeting you.
Lock him in for Thursday.
Can't wait to see all you boys. 1019,
The Fox. Incredible, guys, to think that we have two published authors in the one room right now. It's extraordinary, really. Very few shows can say that. Obviously, we have one in-house in Brendan Favola, who's written 3 books. And a very special guest here who has a book out right now, which we don't want to miss. This is Fifi Fev and Byron.
And how apt we've just played Miley's Nothing Breaks Like Her Heart, because nobody knows more about the business of heartache, heart pain, heart love.
Just making coins, sweet coin for people's heartaches.
Zoe Foster Blake, welcome back to the show.
So good to be here.
Oh, it's so good to see you. And it's so true, though, and I often have this conversation with you, but most people do. You've got your new book, Love Out, which is online in stores today.
Yes.
And what I love about this book is it's for everybody. It's for if you're in love, if you're out of love, if you're looking for love.
Yeah.
And you do know everything.
Oh, no, I really don't.
You're making sweet bank.
Yes, I do. no, but I'm along for the journey because I feel like it's a confusing time. Even if you're single and giddy and ecstatic and you don't know whether to text back, or if you're in heartbreak and just broken up and you can't seem to get your stuff together to try a new relationship, or if you've been long-term single or you're in a long-term relationship and it's doing your head in. There are so many aspects of the relationship.
Can I say, at some stage in the future, I have to do the prologue for your book, because I can say this is for a fact, and you know this. Every relationship that I've spoken to in the early days, and you've given me the red flags that I've ignored.
I've got one Fifi's name on it now.
I have then, after the relationship's failed, come to you, and you've been pleasant enough not to do the I told you so.
Never.
But you are you're a queen of flags. You can see all the flags immediately when the relationship
won't work. Well, because I'm not in it. It's very easy, isn't it? When you're an outsider and you can just see things black and white, but the person whose heart's involved. That's what I act like. That's the person I am in this book, because your sisters, your friends, your flatmates, your family, they're too close to it as well. You just need someone to come in and give that tough love.
Do you reckon you can help Byron?
I don't need help. I'll read the book. I'll support Zoe's project.
That's it.
Because he's 50 and he's got a
very
problem.
Funny.
He tries to be younger than what he is.
Okay.
But it's not working for him. He needs to find a girl his own age, settle down and be happy.
Oh, listen to this. What a caring.
Oh, thanks, Brenda. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
See?
I'll tell you one thing, though. No, but here's a subject. I should have written the chapter on this, right? How to end a relationship graciously.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend is one of my best friends, and so is my ex-wife. I'm cool with all my... I'm not a very good partner, but I'm a very good ex.
You're better in the post.
No, but he's still friends with his ex.
Yeah.
Like friends.
Oh.
So they haven't really broken off.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
As long as no one's got an agenda, that's fine. I generally say, though, both of you have to be in a new relationship or completely,
right.
You know,
yes,
Swiss. No, nothing. been going.
No feelings. No
feelings. Yep. There's no need to be friends with your ex.
There's no need to be. But
in fact,
what if
it's usually
them?
Yeah, later.
Down the track.
When you're with someone else and she's with someone else.
It's very
let's get into this
you're
a little
right,
bit more.
Zoe.
What do you mean? Just break off.
Yeah.
But so she's I can't talk to Gabby anymore.
No.
You can do whatever you like, Byron. But I would just say that if there's anything, if anyone's confused and has an agenda, then
just
it's
cut it off.
It's just going to push you back.
Okay. Zoe has said that to me in the past, and it's brutal at the time, but it's
so true. Yeah, you need a clean cut.
You do.
And it's just messing with everyone's heads.
All right, yeah. Gee, okay, I'm glad I asked.
Sorry, Gabby.
No, thank you. Well, you won't be hearing
when
from
Byron
me, Gabby.
When Byron goes cold, this is why.
I think Gabby wants to go cold, but Byron keeps sending
the
text back.
Very funny.
What a pest.
Well, and now I'm going to plug your book. You've just called me a pest.
And you're going to read it.
Get your hands. I will read it. Have you got a signed copy there? Thank you.
Of course.
Put that on eBay. I'm joking.
Byron, you've got to treat being single like a limited edition, my friend.
Yeah, you do. Single should be treated like being limited edition.
What does that mean?
It
means enjoy it. It's not going to last forever.
Yes. What if you want it to?
Oh, that's fine. That's good. And this book is not all about romantic love. It's a big part of it, self-love.
That'll be called, when you're a bit older, Lonely.
Okay, thank you, Brendan.
Okay.
It's a book called Love. It's available now online.
To the next song.
And at all good bookstores. We're actually going to get straight into the Old School 909, actually.
Really? We're done.
We're out. So good. Thanks, Zoe. That was
my pleasure, guys.
Yeah, good fun.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.